Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father, I want to thank you for this opportunity that we have this opportunity to break the bread of life. Father, you see the various needs that are here in the midst of this congregation of people. The touch that they need from the living God. The encouragement that is necessary for life. So Father, we submit our mind to you this morning. We submit our soul unto you this morning, and we ask that you have preeminence within. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, you children, if you start misbehaving, I'm going to think that you want to preach, and I'm going to ask you to come up and preach. I expect you to be quiet, and I expect you to listen. Hallelujah. Can you all say amen to that? Alright. Amen. I want to continue on a little bit from what I was yesterday. Some of you were not here. So I think it's very necessary that you hear a little of what it was that the Lord was speaking yesterday. We were talking about a living God. We're not talking about a statue. We're not talking about crucifixes that you hang around your neck. We're not talking about paintings on the wall that depicts something, that demonstrates something of a person that they say is Jesus. Hallelujah. Any and all of those things has nothing to do with Jesus Christ or a living God. It is something that man has invented. For the sake of deceiving you, and making you think that something of that nature can bring something of a relief or a deliverance to your situation. None of those things work. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Did you hear me? None of those things work. Because they have nothing to do with God. Nothing. The Bible says that God is a living God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And that he desires a relationship with a people that want to have a relationship with him. Praise God. Is he saying the same thing I'm saying?
Amen. Yeah.
No, because in Tagalog, we have a long explanation.
All right.
See, this is a short talk.
Long.
Yeah.
You're saying the same thing.
Amen.
All right. Amen. Praise God. I want to make sure.
Yeah. Like I am, brother. Work. In Tagalog, ako ay si.
No problem. I just want to make sure you're saying the same thing. Hallelujah. One time in a place called India, we were preaching.
Sa India, mga kapatid, ay nangyari ang isang pagkakataon, nagpupuri sila sa Panginoon sa India.
And when we were preaching,
habang nag-preach si Brother Bert,
the interpreter was not interpreting, he was preaching.
Ang nag-interpret daw ay nagsasalaysay sa sarili niya, nakikisalaysay, siguro nahirapan tulad kumisa.
And it had nothing to do with what we were saying.
Oh, I tell you, wala daw nangyayari doon sa nais niya ni parating.
So I just want to make sure.
Oh, naninigurado na sa kanya sa talaga.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, maunit sa kuliya na salamat kaya na-film ni kita balang. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God wants to talk to people. God does not want to talk to a priest to talk to people. God does not want to talk to a pastor to talk to people. God wants to talk to you. He wants to talk to you. He wants to talk to you. He wants to talk to you. And he wants to talk to every one of you. The problem is, do you want God talking to you? Hallelujah. Some of us don't want God talking to us. Because some of the things that God's going to say to us bother us. They disturb us. Hallelujah. Now, I don't know. I want to find out how many of you are Bible students. First thing I want to know is, where did you get all these people?
Mostly from original.
Huh?
Original saying, Catholic.
Okay.
Some of them are in shallow fellowship.
But are they in fellowship with you?
Yeah.
Do they come from your church that you have and whatnot?
They are coming from Kainta chapter, Cavite chapter, Bagumbong chapter.
Okay.
Yeah, amen.
But they're all people that you are in fellowship with and teaching the Bible.
Amen.
All right, that's what I want to know.
Hallelujah.
So, now I'm going to give a little quiz. How many of you know who Adam and Eve is? I want to see your hand. Just ask the question, and tell them if just ask. You know who Adam and Eve is? Anybody know who Adam and Eve is here? Praise the Lord.
He is the first man that made.
Amen. Okay. One out of 80. One out of 80 people that know who Adam and Eve is. How many of you know who Noah is? How many of you know who Abraham is? Alright. My goodness. Now, here's a really hard one.
Ito ang talagang mahirap na mga bagay na dapat natin alaman.
How many of you know who Jesus Christ is? If you know who Jesus Christ is, I want to see your hand.
Hallelujah.
A few more hands. Alright. Well, that makes it pretty difficult. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Well, if you were to, you know, you have a lot of work to do. You have a lot of work to do. Well, before Jesus Christ came on the scene, before Jesus Christ came in the natural, there were many men and many women, as well as many children in the Bible who play a very important part to tell us about God and what it is that God desires. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you ladies here? Are you friends with each other? Are you good friends?
Good friends? Yes.
They were good friends.
Good friends.
You speak to each other. You tell each other secrets. You talk about things that you don't want other people to hear or know. Is that right? Praise the Lord. That's the kind of relationship that God wants with you. That's the kind of relationship that God wants with all of us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Now, sometimes in your friendships, somebody in the friendship may do something that hurts you. They may say something that is bothersome. It hurts you. And sometimes in friendships there comes a division, a separation for a time. No finger pointing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is that true? Sometimes those things happen? And there comes a division, a separation. Hallelujah. But the Bible says about Jesus Christ that it is a friend that will never leave you or forsake you. No matter what you do, no matter what you say, God's friendship with you goes beyond the limit of separation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now I have many friends. I have some very, very close friends. Hallelujah. But those friends, as much as they comfort me and strengthen me, hallelujah, it is not to be compared to the relationship of friendship that I have with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the thing about Jesus Christ that makes that friendship so unique he knows everything about me, even those things that I do not share with my close friends. Hallelujah. If you would take your Bibles and you would turn to chapter 1 of Genesis in the very beginning, and you would read, you would find out that there were two people that God created, one person that God created, and out of that one person he made two. Hallelujah. And their name was Adam and Eve. Hallelujah. The Bible calls Adam the son of God. Hallelujah. And it says of Adam that God would come down in the cool of the evening, and he would walk and he would talk with Adam, and he would share with Adam the things that were in God's heart. Hallelujah. I really do not know if we can really understand the reality of what it was that was happening. You know, if John were my friend, I could come to him and I could tell him the things about the day. I could tell him things about my environment and the things that are happening. And he could share with me in return some of the experiences that he had during the day. But that is nothing to be compared to what it is that God wants to talk to you and I about. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You're talking about a being. When you talk about God, you're talking about a being. Hallelujah. Let me do it this way. Have you ever gone out in the street at night and there are no lights around you and you look up into the heavens? And you see the moon and you see the vast number of stars. Hallelujah. I remember one time I was in Africa, in Nigeria, and we were out in the jungle, and there are no lights, there's no cities around that are close by. It is so dark that you can't see your hand in front of your face. I have never seen darkness that dark. But the most marvelous thing about it is that the heavens were so wide open and the stars were so bright and beautiful. And I'm looking up at that vastness of heaven and the stars too numerous to count. And what the reality of them is, I cannot even imagine. And the God that is my God created all of that. Wants to talk to me. That God wants to talk to you. He wants to talk to these children.
Hallelujah.
Praise
the Lord. Puri ng Panginoon. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon.
I want to read you a scripture.
Nais kong basahin sa inyo isang basahe sa Biblia.
It's found in Genesis.
Buksan na Biblia. Mga nabi din ang Biblia. Ang kumilikin nila na kawawa siya.
Genesis, the first chapter.
Unang kapitulo ng Genesis. Baka sa pinadaya kayo maganap niyo.
And verse 26.
Doon po sa versikulo ng numero 26.
Now this is God talking.
Ito ang Diyos na pinag-usap.
Not only is God talking to in the beginning of time, in the beginning of the world, but it is now something God is talking to you. Because the thing about God talking, it is not historical. When God talks, God releases an energy that is coming out of God. It is not like the words that we speak. So when God speaks, God loses a force of creation. Did you hear me? It's a force of creation. It says in the beginning, God said, let there be light. My God. And something happened. Did you hear me? Hallelujah. Something happened. And there was an explosion of creation. And it says, light came. And when light came, it divided the darkness from the light. And then God began to speak again. Verse 1, verse 2, verse 3, verse 4, over and over again. Hallelujah. God speaking. God creating. Did you hear me? That power that is pushed to the past. It is not something that is history. It now even works in our environment. When you are born again, that word that God spoke in the beginning is a word that is now speaking to your heart. It gives you the power to believe. It's God speaking to you. You know, there were many people that came to me, and they were telling me about Jesus. They were telling me about the need to be born again. And nothing happened. One man comes to me and he begins to tell me the same thing, but it is not the words that I'm hearing. It is the power of God and His ability to create something in me. Hallelujah. That gives me the ability to believe. And when I believe, hallelujah, I am born again. Hallelujah. What happened? It's the word that God spoke in the beginning. When God said, "Let there be light," and the light shines into the darkness, and the darkness cannot stop it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God did not bring these children. Did not bring these little babies into the world that the world might be able to destroy them. Did you hear me? God did not bring these children into the world that the world might be able to destroy them. God brought these babies that they might have the power of creation within them, that they might destroy the works of the devil. Did you hear me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The church does not tell us this. You go to church, you pay your dues, you make your confessions, hallelujah, and you go out a worse sinner than when you came in. Hallelujah. You go out to sin again. And to sin again. And to sin again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That was not the intent of God.
natin.
What was the intent of God?
Ano ang nais ng Diyos?
Hallelujah. It says in God said chapter 1 verse 26 let us make man. Now this is God talking. Let us make man. And let us make him Filipino.
Hallelujah.
Let us make him an American. Let us make him a Swiss. Hallelujah. Let us make him as a German. How are we to be made? Let us make man.
Hallelujah.
In our image. Whose image? Whose image?
In God's
image.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And not only are we to be made into his image, but we are to be made in and after his likeness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For me.
Para sa akin,
to teach my children how to be an American,
paano maging,
how to be an Asbil,
at yung Asbil na pamilya,
is contrary to righteousness.
Hallelujah.
I am transgressing God.
Hallelujah.
In my teaching them to be like me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because I am commanded.
Amen. Dahil ako ay talagang inuutosan.
By the word of God. That I am to love him with all of my heart. With all of my soul. With all of my strength. With all of my mind. Do you know what is my strength in the natural? It's not my physical ability to be strong. My strength lies in my children. My strength lies in my grandchildren. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How can I teach you to love God? How can I bring you to the consciousness and the reality of the living God if I am not bringing my children to the same position, to the same place, and that they might have the same reality? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I have lots of children in the natural. Hallelujah. I have 7 grown children. And those grown children, they have babies. And they have young people. Hallelujah. I have to teach them. I have to instruct them. I have to spend time with them. I have to make sure that their calling and their election is sure. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have a responsibility as individuals to find God. That means I have to spend time in His Word. I have to read what God says about what it is that He wants me to be. And I have to begin to work on that relationship with Him. It might be that I am a person that is given to anger. Hallelujah. Anger is not something that God desires or wants. Hallelujah. I might be a person who is easily depressed. I cannot teach my children how to resist the spirit of depression if I am not overcoming that spirit. Hallelujah. So how do I overcome it? Hallelujah. We say that anger is human. We say that depression is human. That's the way we're made, and it's something that we have to live with. Hallelujah. It is a lie. It is a lie. Did you hear me? It is a lie. Can you think of God as being depressed? Can you think of God as being frustrated? Hallelujah. How about the lust of the eyes? The lust of the eyes. How about the lust of the flesh? Oh yes. Yes, 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 yes. There are spirits that rule over you as a people. And they don't just rule over you as a people. They rule over all of Adam's race that is under the bondage of sin. Hallelujah. Spirits, they come in the night. And they give you dreams. And in the dream, things happen. And in the morning when you wake up, you feel dirty. You feel defiled. Men and women.
Hallelujah. Oh, you're being very quiet now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They come because of sin and darkness. God did not design us to be in subjection to the Spirit. God gave us the power to overcome them. Hallelujah. Not only to overcome them, but destroy them.
Hallelujah.
My give to your children, to your baby. You have to be sure to begin to lead them to the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me show you something. I guess I'm going to use this after all. Hallelujah. In the beginning, when God created man, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
the soul of man was a living soul. It is made up of a mind. It is made up of emotions. I think this is the wrong order. But it has desires. And it has a will. Hallelujah. And in the beginning, it was a living soul. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It was walking and talking with God. God was bringing into the soul His word, His desire, His thoughts, the fact of what it was that Adam was created. It was going in and penetrating, ministering to every aspect of this man's soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But when Hallelujah. When man sinned, there was a breach. There was a brokenness. And that which was beginning to be ministered to man's soul was no longer life, but it was death. Hallelujah. Man became darkness. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Romans. Let me read it to you. Romans. Romans, the fifth chapter.
Capitolo 5.
Hallelujah. Romans 5.
Roma, capitolo 5.
Wherefore, as by one man sin, chapter 5, verse 12. As by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for they have all sinned. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And instead of God talking to man now, devil began to overshadow man. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Every soul that came out of Adam was now a soul of darkness. Hallelujah. And you have one generation of darkness producing another generation of darkness and another generation of darkness. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Until you had gross darkness. Hallelujah. Gross darkness. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You had death. And you had hell. Hallelujah. Not out here in the world, but in here, in the soul. My God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And there is There is national darkness.
Ah, may tribu pala yun. Ang kanagan, kumakanagan ng ating kadiliman.
There is religious darkness. Hallelujah. There is familiar darkness. Let me do it this way. You have national darkness. You have religious darkness. You have familiar. Familiar darkness. Hallelujah. Three rounds of darkness that need to be overcome. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It is in the midst of this darkness. You know, my family. This is my family. Family of Asbil. That's my last name. Hallelujah.
Asbil.
We have murderers. I have thieves. Coming down. Hallelujah. I have adulterers. Hallelujah. This is what my family consists of. Spirit. Familiar spirits. Hallelujah. Not only do I have this, but I come out of a nation called England, and I come out of a nation that is called Germany. Hallelujah. All the familiar spirits. All the familiar spirits. Hallelujah. You could just as well say it is the tribe of Asbil. You understand tribes, right? Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
And under this darkness, this gross darkness, under this gross darkness, there is an entity of life that is born that is called me. Gross darkness, brethren. I'm in an impossible situation. I am helpless. As far as the devil is concerned, I'm finished. I have all of this sin on me. Hallelujah. But in the midst of this darkness, hallelujah, God circumvents it and he deposits it, a piece or a part of his blood in my darkness. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Do you understand? Hell. Hell is working against this light.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let me do it this way. God begins to come. Hallelujah. He hits darkness. But it is not able to resist. Hallelujah. More darkness. But it is not able to resist. More darkness. Hallelujah. But it goes through and it comes into my soul. And I am born again.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But
what?
The light of God dwelleth in the midst of darkness. Darkness of my mind. Darkness of my emotion. Darkness of my desires. Darkness of my will. Gross darkness.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I am something new on the inside, but I'm still the same me on the outside. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, it's like a war between two countries. And the good country invades the bad country. Hallelujah. The good country, they invade the bad country. And they establish a beachhead. Huh? A beachhead. It's where they come in. It's like when they came in on the Philippine Islands. And they came in on the beach. And they took the beach. You could call this the kingdom of God. And you could call this the kingdom of the Philippines.
Hallelujah.
Oh my goodness.
Praise the Lord.
You as a people, and I'm telling you this because I'm here. If I was in the United States, then it would be the kingdom of the United States. If I'm in Nigeria, then it's the kingdom of Nigeria. If I am in Ethiopia, it is the kingdom of Ethiopia. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Because the devil owns the world.
Hallelujah.
So God comes and he touches this little baby right here. He touches this little baby right here. He touches this young lady. This young lady. He touches this sister. That sister. He touches that sister. This brother. That brother. That brother. That brother. Hallelujah. man with that or that sister.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What is God doing? He's establishing a beachhead.
You could
just as well use it in the aspect of the soul. You could use the same scenario in with respect to the soul. Hallelujah. I'm pushing brush. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So God establishes a beachhead individually.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yeah, very good. I want to begin to understand the kind of drawing.
What he's doing here, on a collective level, he is doing here on an individual level.
Okay.
Hallelujah. And from this position of beachhead, he wants to start sending out excursions into the land. That he begins to expand his position of strength and righteousness. Hallelujah. But the devil is no stupid person. So the devil begins to negotiate. You know, negotiate. Oh, that's what it is, huh? Okay.
Amen.
All right. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
He begins to negotiate with you and I. Look, we recognize that you are stronger than us.
Amen.
So, we will submit to you, but let us live in peace.
Hallelujah.
Did you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. He begins to negotiate. The devil begins to negotiate. And he says, okay, you're stronger than us.
Okay.
But, so let us live in peace. We will serve you. We will plow your fields. We will produce your food. We will clean your houses. We will put gas in your car. Hallelujah. But please don't destroy us.
Hallelujah.
Let us live together in harmony.
Ay nako, manluloko talaga ang kaaway. Sabi niya, sige, mag-tiske na kayo. Mag-anak, hindi kami sisakal, pero huwag niyo kami sisirain. Susunod kami sa inyo hanggang Kristo niyo. Pero hindi yan ang nais ng Diyos. Sisirain talaga sila upang lang lumawak ang kaligtasan ng Diyos. Sabi ko niyo, kaaway. Pwede mag-pinyan ang kaaway.
It's the same. In the soul. You can do one of two things. You can begin to become a son of God.
Amen.
Huh?
Hallelujah. Mangyayari sa ating kansan, matawag tayo bilang tunay na anak ng Diyos, hantong katagisaya, mature.
That means no mercy.
At dahil hindi na naaalipin at mapapalipin ang kasalanan.
That means total control, conquering and control. Hallelujah. But your mind was over here saying, wait a minute. Let's think about this a little bit. If we are too hard, or if we are too harsh, we will not be able to do some of the things that we need to do. So we really can't change everything the way that we think. And our emotions are over here saying, hey, wait a minute. I like some of the things I like. I want to dress the way that I want to dress. I want to look at what I want to look at. Oh yes, I understand that some of the things are not appropriate. I won't look at those things. Let us compromise. Let us negotiate. Hallelujah. And so we make a decision not to become a son of God. We make a condition to become a church. We can listen to Christian music. We can wear clothes that the world wears. We can wear clothes that the world wears. Hallelujah. We are including God, but we are not taking it to an extreme. Hallelujah. And by our decision, we begin to destroy the life of God that God has put in us. Hallelujah. John, chapter 17. John, chapter 17.
Amen.
Verse 12. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scriptures might be fulfilled.
Habang kasama nila ako, iniingatan ko sila sa pamamagitan ng kapangyarihan ng iyong pangalan. Ang pangalan ibinigay mo sa akin, pinangalanan ko sila at walang napahamak sa kanila, maliban sa tao humanap ng kanyang kapahamakan upang matupad ang kasulatan.
And now come I to thee, that these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves.
Ngayon ako'y papunta na sa iyo at sinasabi ko ito habang ako'y nasa sanlibutan pa upang mapuspos sila ng aking kagalakan.
I have given them thy word,
na ibigay ko sa kanila
and the world,
at sinapuputan sila
the world. You could say the Philippines. The Philippine world.
Running out of gas.
Yeah. The Philippine world. The Philippine world hates us. Hates them.
Mga tao sa Pilipinas natural, hindi tayo yun.
Hello?
Hello?
Hallelujah. You could also say that the individual soul soul hateth. This is the world, you know. This is the world.
Amen.
World. This is the world. This is the world. This soul is the world of Asdil. I could just as well say this is the world of John. Sarmon. S-A-R-M-O-N, right?
Sarmon.
This is the world of Bert Asbill. This is the world of John Sarmon. He has to deal with the same propensities, the same sins, the same degradation, the same... Hallelujah. And in coming into God, he has to deal with the concept of church, just as I have to deal with it. Just as you have to deal with it. You have come out of the church, maybe, but the church is still in you. It's still in you, sister. And it wants to destroy the word of God that is coming to you today.
Hallelujah.
It wants to destroy. Hallelujah. So you have a decision to make. Joshua told the children of Israel before they were going into the promised land, he said, you have to choose this day who you will serve.
Okay.
As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You have to make that decision. God bless you. God bless you. And children, you did very, very well. God bless you.